You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Big video boards, better sound, better stadium experience. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Notorious, I see you're rocking a nice skull cap over here in the dog bowl.
I had to see how it fit, and it's not bad.
It's kind of comfortable.
Please tell Carly to take a picture of that for me.
Carly, definitely take a picture of that. He's taking my Miz beanie, and he's wearing it right now. It's a nice beanie.
It is.
And we're going to get a bark from the dog pound now. Yes. Appreciate everybody calling us up. Dino, who we got with us?
Gentlemen, it's... I had to turn the dog off there.
Yeah, the dog was trying to. The dog was answering.
Is that dog chained in there?
He's
sounding
vicious.
Nastier than usual.
Peter in Toledo standing by.
Peter, what's up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually a Lions fan. Toledo's pretty close to Detroit. But I go to the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. And I've been driving home on the weekends and listening to your show. And I just want to say it's been great hearing about the Browns' resurgence this year. I'm really rooting for them. I think they're going to win this Sunday. I'm going to say 24-17. And I really just wanted to offer my support from other fan base. It's great to see the Browns doing well, especially coming from a fan whose team has not been historically great. It's really great to see the Browns doing well. And I know when we played you guys, I didn't take you guys lightly at all. So really just wanted to offer my support and say go Browns rest of the year.
Good. Well, and good we'll send it right back to you. Go Lions against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
So good luck to your team as well. And I'll tell you what. About that, a Lions fan who listens to CBD on the regular.
I love it.
We're doing something right, I guess.
I love it. And interesting stuff from Ben Roethlisberger, basically expressing all kinds of fear and concern that he might get damaged against Ndamukong Suh and company, against the Lions.
Yeah.
That's a legit concern. They do that. But, yeah, hopefully the Lions will do their share to help out the Browns as well. All right, we take you inside the locker room today. This guy's always someone you want to hear from. Cornerback Joe Haden, our own Jameer Howerton, sitting down with him. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Joe, as the work week is starting to wind down and you guys are preparing for the rematch, just take me inside the mindset that you had this week as you was preparing yourself for the Battle of Ohio.
I mean, you know, we definitely take this game really seriously. And me and all my boys, TJ, Gip, and everybody, we know how important this game is to us and to the organization. And, We're trying to make it just another game. You know, we're trying to make it another game, but at the end of the day, it's a big division game. It's for us to be able to battle for the number one spot in the division. And, man, I haven't heard that for sure since I've been here. So it's a good thing to be playing for something now. And that's just, everybody knows it, and everybody's getting prepared like it.
How do you prepare yourself for one of the league's best wide receivers in A.J. Green?
I feel like I'm one of the best corners in the league, too. So, I do what I got to do. I know I'm going up against a great receiver, and that's what I like to do, just having battles with top receivers. And, I just got to do what I do normally.
Joe, I know you can't give away all your secrets, but tell me, what went into containing A.J. Green week four to just 7 catches for 51 yards?
I mean, I've been blessed, honestly, with my athletic ability, and he's a great player. But just being able to my guys are helping me, too. I mean, our front seven, being able to put pressure on the quarterback, having Dalton, being able to throw it not really on time, and they're a really big part of it.
Besides Green, you know Andy Dalton is surrounded by a ton of talent. Who has jumped out to you during the film study that you guys may not have seen while you were studying for the first matchup against the Bengals?
I say Jones and their running back. Both of them have been doing a really, really good job. I say Jones definitely because he got, what was it? I think he had 4 touchdowns in one game, 3 touchdowns in one game. And Andy Dalton's becoming really comfortable with him. And, you know, running back too, 25, he's been doing a really good job. I mean, their whole, everybody's really emerging. Our coaches said this is one of the best, skill position teams that we'll go against for sure.
And lastly, Joe, I know when you guys go on the road, it's a business trip, but how personal is this trip going to be for you, given the fact that you haven't beaten the Bengals in Cincinnati since you've been on the team?
You know, that's a big thing, too. But at the end of the day, it's a big game in general. So, you know, just knowing that we go in there here for We're going in here for something, you know what I'm saying, to become number one. And that's just so big for, I know for me, I mean, just being involved with anything that has to do with winning, you know what I'm saying? Just having that thing and having your games mean something, having whatever the Browns do mean something in the division. I mean, that's just something that I pride in, our team prides in. I mean, besides that, I mean, that's big enough for everybody.
But yo, good luck to you Sunday, man.
All right, thank you, boss.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, we thank you very much, Jameer Howerton and Joe Hayden. Yeah, it's Joe lays it out there. I mean, they win this game, sweep this series. What does it mean? It'll in the immediate term, it means this team is right on the smidgen, just on the outside of the top of the division. But I think it carries a lot more weight than that. I think they're going to be seen in a different light all the way through the rest of the season.
They started the change by beating them 17-6 at home. They furthered the change in perception by beating the Baltimore Ravens and ending that streak, and now they can cement that change with a victory in Cincinnati this Sunday against the Bengals. And in the second hour, we're going to get a little bit more into some of the keys to winning, the path to victory. We will call our shots. We also want you to call your shots, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_daily. Still to come in the second hour, the Friday forecast. Sweeping the nation, as Notorious pointed out earlier, and then Gerard Cherry will be with us. So lots to get to, some more fun facts to talk about, and specifically with Andy Dalton. He is the key to this game, stopping him, making him B.A., Bad Andy. We'll talk about how to do that in hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm the one.